and welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. I am Mike. I am joined, of course, by my co-host Napier.
What's up?
Via Skype, Mr. Travis Hulse.
Hello.
Phone number to contact the show, 636-487-HAND, or WFOD show on Skype if you're into that kind of deal. We do have one hell of a show for you this evening. So much to get to. We got some bits. We got some topics. Got a whole deal. Are you excited, Napes?
Yeah, we got like four things.
We have more than four things, okay? We have a lot of things.
Five things.
We are in the midst of a double dick week. There will be two episodes.
Bonus episodes.
Of the show this week. One of which will be this one. And the other one will be a different one.
But this is the live one, so it's better.
Right.
Let's let the listeners make that judgment call.
Weekly poll. Which episode was better? This one or the other one?
The one that you have not yet heard.
Travis, what do you got going on, buddy?
I just got back from kids soccer after I waited for a train after picking them up from school for an hour.
Do they do orange slices at halftime?
No, there's nothing. It's not like it's like rec soccer, so it's not actually, they don't play games. It's just like a bunch of little kids out there kicking the ball around a gymnasium.
Just having a good old time.
Just running back and forth through the gym and then randomly playing red light, green light, and those kind of things.
Travis, let me tell you something.
Yeah.
Last week was all about positivity, and we were
turning over
a new leaf. We were going to start our quest to not be as negative.
That's right.
Less than 24 hours after that, my car was broken into. My cards were stolen. My headphones were stolen. Laura's wallet was stolen. So
seems like the universe might be testing your resilience.
Yeah, it's the universe throwing me a little curveball and saying, "Oh yeah, positive guy. Let's see what you think of this." So I'm putting my car in the garage now. That's my big way of getting around that.
Do you live in a
guys,
type of place
we
where
we
they'll
solve
come,
the
come into the garage to steal your shit out of your vehicle?
No, that's above and beyond.
Okay, that's too much effort for the thieves in your neighborhood.
Napier, I texted you and told you that they are going around breaking into cars. The youths are going around breaking into cars. Have you taken any precautions? Or are you still just living your life?
Living my life.
Yeah, I guess really if somebody got into your car, what would they get? They'd get a bunch of empty Quick Trip hot dog plastic containers, right?
And about $3,000 worth of hockey gear.
You think they'd take your hockey gear?
I don't know if they'd know what to do with it.
I don't think they would. They'd say, what is this? What sport do you play with this stuff?
It looks heavy, I guess. I mean, if it's heavy, it's got to be worth something, right?
I guess.
The secret would probably be to just bury the hockey gear underneath those hot dog wrappers, right? That's
well, thankfully, I'm one of those people that likes to get my shit embroidered, so it's got my fucking name on it. Not too hard to fucking track down.
In a couple of weeks, you're going to be playing your hockey game, and some new person is going to show up, and they're going to be just emblazoned in Napier gear.
We can get into some hockey talk if you'd like. Napier has a hockey story, Travis.
I'm gonna bow out. I'll just take a seat on this one.
No, believe me, this is a good one. I love this story. This is my favorite story in a long time.
All right, I'm down. What do you got?
The 43-year-old Jaromír Jágr.
You're familiar with the Jaromír Jágr, right, Travis? I mean, you don't have to be a huge hockey fan to know who Jágr is.
I have no idea what that is.
He used to have a mullet. Doesn't have a mullet anymore. He's 43 years old. He's played for every team now. In the last couple of years, they've traded him around. He's played for every... I think last year he played for, like, New Jersey, Dallas, Washington, and Florida. I think
Does he leave Schreiber in the movie Goon?
No. He actually has skill.
Okay.
No, so... Jaromír Jágr is now 43 years old. He's still pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
He's a talented guy. And a 18-year-old... you tell the story. Ladies and gentlemen, before we get ahead of ourselves, returning to the show after a lengthy hiatus, Drunkard STL on Twitters, everybody.
Test one, test two. Does this thing still work?
It appears to still be working.
Gotta blow the dust off this thing.
All days I picked to not drink during a show.
So let me ask you a question.
Oh, already into the questions. We got to get back to Yarmir Yager. But okay.
So is this thing still called the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't it be?
Do you think we change the name?
Well, I mean, it's going to be changed to the Mike Moore Show eventually. So, I mean,
is that what you've been clamoring to get out?
Well, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, I've been watching and listening to other podcasts other than ours.
What show did you listen? You sound like shit, by the way.
Thanks.
Why do you sound so out of breath and terrible? Are you sick?
Well, I mean, I've had a sore throat for a couple weeks. So
it's painful to listen to you.
I'm sorry.
You're bothering me.
Already.
Let's make next week the triumphant return.
So what were you, okay? So is the show called the Me Show yet? No.
No.
It's still the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks.
But we are on Team Mike.
Oh, we're definitely Team Mike. I mean, it's your pedestal. We're just...
So you've been listening to other shows.
Yeah.
But not our show, I'm sure.
Well, I don't even know what channel we're on anymore, so.
You don't know what channel we're on? No,
ABC.
We're a podcast, Drunk. We have a website.
Modern Family.
You can listen to it whenever you want.
I understand that.
You do understand the concept of a podcast,
yes,
right?
Yes, I do.
I mean, you have a smartphone, don't you?
I do.
Your smartphone. Let me explain this to you first. The smartphone accepts podcasts into it that you can listen to on demand.
Yeah.
You've been part of a podcast now for like 4 years.
Uh-huh.
More than that. Drunk's been with us pretty much on and off since the beginning, right?
Damn near it,
yep.
What shows have you been listening to? Do you have any recommendations for our listeners?
No, not necessarily. It's mostly sports shit.
Oh. Well, speaking of sports shit, Yarmir Yager. Tell us the story, Napier.
So, Yager's from the Czech Republic. And during the off season, he likes to go home. And apparently what he likes to do when he goes home with his millions of U.S. dollars is fuck models. Like, all he does is find supermodels, fucks the shit out of them, goes back to America, makes his money, comes home, fucks
and
more supermodels.
Fucks more Czech supermodels, right?
God bless.
Well, why wouldn't you, first and foremost?
Right.
No reason not to.
There's absolutely no reason not to. He's a single guy.
Never been married. So
he can do what he wants. He plays hockey and then he fucks models. It sounds like an ideal life for anyone.
Dude's right. been doing it for over 20 years.
And I'm sure the rate difference between American and Czech dollars is ridiculous.
He's rolling in it. He's probably throwing money away.
Right. I mean, the ladies in the Czech Republic are probably used to being paid in potatoes.
Right. Yeah.
So Yager gets this broad who is an 18-year-old supermodel. Very good looking, by the way. We saw the photos.
She was an attractive gal, yeah, yeah.
And so he fucks her.
Right. As he should.
And she takes a selfie with him and her as he's laying asleep in bed after they get done fucking.
So he's asleep.
Oh, she took an after sex selfie.
Yeah. Right, he's asleep from the fucking that was had.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he's an athlete, but she's an 18-year-old model who probably fucks constantly.
And so she takes a selfie laying in bed next to a sleeping Yarmir Yager.
Both obviously naked.
Right.
Well, what she does is...
I mean, he's under the covers.
You don't see anything.
It's not like it's a picture of his dick.
Yeah, you can't see anything.
You see Yarmir Yager sleeping next to an attractive woman.
Yeah, you could probably see more revealing pictures of Yarmir Yager on SportsCenter after a fucking Panthers game. Is he on the Panthers
He's
now?
He's on the Panthers now, yeah.
Yeah, so watch SportsCenter if you want to see more risque photos of Yarmir Yager.
Right.
So she then contacts him and says, hey, if you don't give me what was the equivalent of...
$2,000.
$2,000. I'm going to release these photos that I took of you after fucking me. And he goes, all right, I'm 43 years old and single. You want to post pictures of me fucking supermodels? I don't give a shit.
Yeah,
so that's what
the,
she does.
Where is the threat?
Well, how like, much is what that is the in threat? Check money, though? $2,000. Is that like millions in
no,
check?
No, it's like 43 grand in their money.
But what's the threat?
Apparently, she thought it was going to be some kind of
It was going to hurt his reputation.
Yeah, like
his reputation of fucking supermodels.
Yeah. She's 18 years old, hot as fuck, and he banged the shit out of her. Of course he doesn't care.
Travis, I did the math on this.
Yeah.
In 2015, Jaromir Jagr is reported to be compensated $3.5 million. In an 82-game regular season, that means he makes $42,683 per game.
And hockey's a pretty sweet racket that an over 40-year-old man can still make $3
million. He's still pretty good.
A lot of that, his money that he makes is on name value, though.
Right. I mean, he sells some jerseys.
Right, yeah, absolutely.
So he makes $711 per minute. So to make the $2,000 that it would cost to pay off this 18-year-old gal, he would have to play 2.81 minutes of a hockey game.
Keep in mind that 3 minutes or so doesn't actually have to involve him playing.
Right.
Because he gets that money whether he's there or not.
Right. Do you think that the amount of time that he would have to play hockey to compensate this young lady is the same amount of time he was actually in bed with this young lady before he fell asleep?
Well, keep in mind, he's 43 years old, but he's not like your typical 43-year-old. He's beating the shit out of 18-year-olds like it was fucking nothing.
Do you think that, like, in your older age, you've become more or less of a pump-and-dump guy? I imagine that, like, you know, you start to take it easy a little bit and take your time, right?
I've learned
some things on how to please a woman.
I've gotten more efficient. I mean, it's not about...
You go
it's not
quicker?
About, yeah, I go quicker than what I used to, but it's better because, you know, you get used to your lady gets used to you, and you find out all the stuff that makes you and your lady friend happy.
I've found the opposite is true. I found that, like, it takes me longer the older I get.
What?
It takes you longer to, like, spood?
Yeah.
Well, not me. I mean, it
that
takes me
great.
Shorter.
Yeah.
Because
drunk? Yeah. Help me out here.
I'm fucking hammered, so it's going to take me forever.
Oh. Well, then, not a good measuring stick.
When she finally says, enough's enough.
So, drunk, what's been going on with you, man? Do you have, I mean, there's so much to catch up on, right? I mean, like, months and months of drunk stories. I'm sure you have good stuff for us, right?
Are you still with a certain young lady that you said you were with before?
I bought a house.
You bought a house, drunk?
Girlfriend now.
This happened.
Did you buy a house with the girlfriend?
No, it's my name on it. She does live with me though.
Fair this enough. Happened. How, he was gone for 3 months, Napier.
Drunk homeowner.
3 months. 3 months away from the show, and he's got a girlfriend, and he bought a drunk house.
Exactly.
Yep.
Maybe the best thing to do is to step away for a while.
Have you been doing?
Wonder how good my life could be if I took a 3 month break.
No, I mean I moved in on my busiest work weekend, so I'm not even for real fully moved in. I've only been there.
Oh, so this like just recently happened?
Less than 15 days.
Well, let me ask you a question: did you buy the house just so that like when you came back to the show? It was impressive that you had done things, right?
No, I
that had something to do with it, right?
I had been looking well before I started my sabbatical.
Yeah? Mm-hmm.
But you were only able to find something once you left here.
Correct.
And the riches started
coming
in.
Once your Monday nights were freed up, you had plenty more time to go looking at houses.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, is this a temporary thing? Are you just are you planning on showing up every Monday again? Or did you just come by to say hi?
I'm going to try my damnedest.
I mean, like, do you still think, hey, I'm a regular contributor to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet radio program?
Do you still like me to be a regular contributor?
Well, yeah, but see, there was question because, you know, we haven't really heard from you at all. I mean, like, drunk, despite popular belief, I don't think, like, me and you are, like, buddies or anything. I think people might think that, like, we're all buddies and, like, hang outside of the show. I only see you when you do the show.
Or if I need you to make me a t-shirt or something.
Right. So, So, I mean, like, you know, you coming back, really, like, the only reason I knew you were coming back is because, like, I tweeted about it and you retweeted it. And so I assumed that meant you were coming. Yeah. But it wasn't like me and you talked at all.
Correct. No show prep whatsoever.
No, I have no clue
what you guys are talking about tonight.
So you're planning on being on the show for the foreseeable future? So, like next Monday you think you'll be here?
So long as I don't have any issues with getting out of work. Yep, sure do.
So guys, you hear it here first. Drunk is back.
He's back, baby.
Just in time for Spooky Month, by the way.
Sweet.
Spooky Month is coming. It's going to be what? I guess not next week, but the week after, right?
We're going to get spooky in here.
Travis, do we have big plans for Spooky Month?
I think we might. I think it's in the works.
Sexy story time for Spooky Month?
I think we need to have a Napier sexy story time for the ladies in October. Don't you think?
I think so.
When was the last time you had one of those?
Yeah, remember when Napier didn't show up for the last one?
That's been that long?
That's how long?
No, we've done one since then.
Yeah, we've done one since then.
I feel like we have done one since then.
Right.
But, Fast and Furious.
Which also didn't go well.
Because
Mike chose a fucking 40-page fucking sexy story time. I was like, dude, we're never going to get through this.
So the sexy story that we will do in October for Spooky Month will be picked by Drunk, I guess.
I say we.
He's so goddamn good at picking the stories. He's gonna poo-poo on my stuff.
I feel like we should have Travis write the sexy story time.
You think?
I think so.
I mean, he's the horror guy, isn't he?
Well, I mean, he is the producer.
We've already done Freddy. I don't think we can do Jason because Jason doesn't talk. Mike Myers doesn't talk. Who's left? Could we do like a Hellraiser? Sexy story time, or a child's play sexy story time?
A scary movie, if you will. Just the all-encompassing, all of it. You know what I'm saying?
Like a haunted house.
Yes,
it's a haunted house story. They go into the haunted house and they just start getting raped by ghosts.
Yeah, exactly.
What about that little toy thing from Saw?
Ghost rape. There's probably erotic fan fiction for the Saw franchise.
I guarantee it.
Yeah, I bet we could find a Saw one.
Would you like to play a game?
Maybe the Ghostbusters? That's kind of...
Yeah, they are. Stupid. I guarantee you that there's something that spun out of the scene in the very first Ghostbusters where Dan Aykroyd is getting blown by a ghost.
Like Slimer bangs that receptionist gal?
Yep. She's got a... He brings her a towel to wipe all the green goo off of her after he's done.
She's like squirting green chud babies out her vag.
So there's a story that I saw, and I didn't get all the facts, but I do want your guys' opinions. I don't know where Drunk just got up and left.
He's over this.
He's just fucking done. Got up and walked out of the
Welcome
room.
Welcome back. This was a mistake.
He went outside.
Well, he started coughing. I think he's got to, like, hatch something up.
Just during the show, he just gets up and goes out the back door.
Well, I'm sorry, you don't have a cough button here, dude.
So, apparently, there's an advocacy group who is protesting the research and development of sex robots. And their reasoning is that it objectifies real women that sex robots even exist.
I object to dildos because dildos objectify penises and therefore dudes.
But the reason there are plenty of reasons to protest the further research of sex robots.
No.
But it's not because it objectifies real women. It's because they're going to take over. They're going to become self-aware and realize that we've been like treating them as sex slaves and they're going to destroy us.
What do they care?
Well, I mean, at this point, we've trusted them, you know, in our most vulnerable state, and they're going to use that to our advantage because, like, you know, we associate them with, you know, happy fun times with our wee-wees, and they are going to, they're gonna destroy us.
They're gonna cut off our dicks.
What do they care? They're robots. It's the equivalent to them of giving a back massage. Why would they give two shits? Robots don't have genitals.
Robots' ultimate goal is always to rule the world, right? It's just a matter of time before it happens.
What if
everybody but Johnny Five?
Don't you think that all of our information out there will be uploaded into the robot brain, and they'll realize that we're all shitty and just get rid of us. What was Ultron? It took him 30 seconds to realize that we're shitheads
as soon as he became self-aware.
Right, as soon as he became self-aware, they're like, hey, man, you need to save the Earth. He's like, I know how to save the Earth. Get rid of all the people. That's what's going to happen. And there's going to be a lot of sex robots all walking around with, like, their sexy naked bodies. And, like, we're going to, like, be taking Instagram pictures of them and stuff. And they're going to kill us.
It'll be just like Terminator 3 with that hot Terminator. Every time she approached the dude, he was like, ooh, baby, and then she killed him.
Right.
I have a better idea.
It's really the perfect plan.
It's a perfect plan for a person to think of, but you got to think of it from the robot's perspective of they're smarter than us, you know, they don't tire as easily, you know, they can be repaired easily. Why would they give a shit about ruling us? It's like cats. Do you realize why cats treat people the way that they treat people? It's not because they're assholes. Cats don't see people as their overlings. Cats see people as really big kittens, like they're really fucking dumb because we can't communicate with them and we don't shit in boxes properly like we do dumb shit. Why don't they just say, wow, all of these people are really fucking dumb. I don't really want to be associated with them, but, you know, I'll look after them because they'll probably run in front of buses if I don't.
You know, I was talking to a gal on the Twitter the other day, and she was like, her Twitter handle was like something like Crazy Cat Lady or something. She's got like 3 or 4 cats, and she loves her cats, and she thinks her cats love her. And I asked her, I was thinking about it. I asked her, she said something along the lines of like, hey, you know, if you leave your door open, your cat will run away and just go live outside and kill rabbits and live off the land. Your cat doesn't really love you. Your cat is in your house because you keep it there, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
And so, like, all these theories that, like, your animals really love you, they don't really. They just live in the same house as you, and you feed them. So, like, when they're hungry, you're the one that feeds them. So, they have that, you know, connection to you that, like, you're where their food comes from, but they don't give a fuck about you. They're dumb animals, right?
No, some dogs do.
You think your dog loves you?
Oh, yeah. The only reason I keep that thing on a leash when I go to take it outside to shit is because I don't want it trying to jump and play with the other dogs that my neighbor has, because my neighbor will fucking kill this thing.
Drunk, Napier's dog doesn't love him. Just tell him. Please.
I don't know. I feel like his dog loves him.
What leads you to believe that?
What leads you to believe?
My dog loves me.
Your dog loves you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, dogs and people.
I don't think it does. I think you're living in fantasy land.
Dogs and people get along pretty damn good.
I don't know, man.
Your cat doesn't give a shit. Your cat could give a fuck less about you.
Swear to God, that dude follows me everywhere I go when I get home.
Because you feed him.
No, they genuinely like
it. If you died in your house,
uh-huh,
and nobody found you for a long time,
uh-huh,
your dog would eat you.
Well, yeah, if there's no food in the house.
He'd eat the rest of the food first, I'm sure.
You think he would eat the rest of the food in the cabinets before he ate the meat laying on the floor dead?
The rotting meat on the floor.
He currently has access to, like, 20 pounds of dog food.
Travis.
Yes, sir.
Am I alone here?
Yes, sir.
Drunk's dog would eat him.
No, well, maybe.
Travis, you've killed everything you've ever had.
Mike,
we have cats in the house, and I totally agree with that assessment. Is cats don't give a shit about you.
Yeah,
they think
the cats,
that
I feel you're
cats. Cats
the
think
dogs.
That they are the rulers of the house. Like, they do whatever the hell. Like, dogs feel bad when they fuck something up. They know that they did wrong, and typically a dog will, like, be at the door waiting for you when you come home, and it's not because of the food. It's because it genuinely enjoys your companionship.
The cat really could not give a fuck if you're in the house or not. As long as it has food, it couldn't give a shit. It will do its exact same thing it was going to do with or without you there. Now, dogs, on the other hand, will not do that. They get really fucking nervous, anxious, and they start running all over the place when you're not there because they don't know what else to do.
Your dog always thinks every time you walk out of the house that you're leaving forever.
So, are you staying at the new place yet?
Yeah.
You are?
Mm-hmm.
And your gal's there, too?
Mm-hmm.
And you guys are, like, cohabitating? Mm-hmm. You, like, sleep in the same bed?
Yep.
Is that an adjustment for you to, like, be sleeping in the same bed as someone now?
Whenever we're in her king-size bed, it's not so bad. Whenever we're in my queen, it's a little
cool. Why do you have two beds?
Well, I mean, her lease is up until the end of October.
So she's staying in two different places?
I mean, kind of. I mean, she's in the process of moving everything, so.
Okay. So are you going to have two? Do you have multiple bedrooms? Are you guys going to sleep separately?
I have a four-bedroom house, and I have a roommate.
Oh, you do?
Yep.
And what are you doing with the other rooms?
One's going to be like a computer room.
A computer room?
Yeah. Like an office, if you will.
Yeah? Maybe we should start doing the podcast at Drunk's house.
What are you going to do in there? Watch porn?
I mean, whatever you do in computer rooms, I guess. Set up your modem.
Put a printer in there. I might make and print some stuff.
Got a rag for my knuckle babies to rest in.
Got a stapler in case they want to staple the things I print.
In the other room, and then we're probably going to make the other one like a room for all of our dressers and whatnot.
A dresser room?
A room of dressers?
Mm-hmm.
Just
what is
like
this place?
So everyone's clothes will be in one room?
Pretty much, yeah.
And then you will all go change? What if you all have to change at the same time?
So you grab your shit and go to your room and change?
What are you going
to
do with your bedroom space then?
Whatever you want, I guess.
Well, I mean...
I'm fascinated with the dresser room.
It is four rooms, but it's not the biggest of rooms. It's very cramped if you put a king-size bed and a dresser in there. So
everyone's dresser will go in a separate dresser room.
Yeah.
So yours, your lady friends, and your roommate will all have dressers in that room?
Yeah.
What about other clothing? Like, will that be the room for shoes as well?
I mean, it could be. I mean,
are you gonna? Is there a closet in there? Is everybody's stuff gonna get hung up in there too?
I mean, the closet in that particular room is very small. It used to be a playroom for.
So you think maybe mops and stuff will go in that one, or?
Yeah, possible. Mason jars.
Mason jars, like empty ones
for canning.
Yeah.
Put mason jars in there for canning.
Yeah, pickling and canning. Making moonshine.
Salsa.
Putting preserves together, yep. You know?
Jam.
Jam.
So everyone will have their own closet.
Wait. I want to see what else goes in jars at Drunk's house. So we got jam, preserves, salsa.
Pickles. Moonshine.
Moonshine. Candles. Do you do candles?
I do not do candles, no, sir.
Okay, Mike. Never mind.
So you got your closets, right? You got so you'll have to have... Three closets, I would imagine. Or will you and your lady share a closet?
My room has two closets and a bathroom. So.
Holy shit. Did you hear that, Travis? Two closets in one room. That's impressive.
Hey, the king don't sleep downstairs.
See, I have a closet in a different room. And Laura's closet is in our bedroom.
I mean, I'm sure some overflow will go into the computer
room. But then we have... like a two dressers that have a combination of both of our clothes.
So you have two chests of drawers and one closet in your...
I have a chest of drawers and like a dresser. And the dresser has like our socks and our underwear, and she has a bra drawer and I have a drawer full of shorts.
Are all of your drawers on the bottom?
No, my drawers are the right side and hers are the left side.
Where do you keep your whack rags?
You know, I'm not a rag person. I'm a like
disposable tissue.
No. I just like shoot it all over myself and then like splash it out of my belly button and then I just go like wash it off.
So
like,
you're just covered in semen all the time?
Yeah, I just like go clean it off afterwards. I don't like. I'm not about tidiness, like, in the moment. I feel that makes it too mechanical. I want it to be romantic.
Well, that kind of sounds like, you know, when you got a runny nose, you just start shooting snot out of your nose.
I do that, too. You, like, blow your nose into, like, a hanky or something?
Yeah, or a t-shirt.
Nah, I just blow it wherever it's going and then figure it out afterwards. I live in the moment, Napier. I'm a man of action.
That sounds gross.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's not living in the moment. That's living... That's life of a hobo.
Gross.
Unsanitary, if you will.
Oh, guys, what do you think? Is it time for a little breaky poo?
If that's what you want, Mike. Show.
Oh, I will say this. I do know and understand that my turtle does not love me. I have trained it to do things to get food.
Yes, what, so I'm that, sure about turtles not loving
What me, kind of things does it do?
It will go over to the side of its bowl or whatever container it's in, and it will scratch at the side of its bowl and kind of like try to stand up on the side of its bowl so that it knows. It knows to tell me when it's hungry. It tells me when it wants food by scratching at the side of the bowl. I hand him little turtle pellets so he can eat them, and then he eats them, and then when he's full, he goes to the other side of the bowl.
Do you think that what he's really trying to do is practice ninjutsu moves with that pet rat of yours?
I don't think that's beyond, you know, suspicion.
God damn it, Travis.
You mean the Reverend Coconut?
That's right.
What are you going to put on top of the dressers? Like, are you going to put, like, photographs? Or are you going to get, like, a fish tank or something?
I don't know.
Probably more clothes.
Like, when you come in from the evening, are you going to, like, toss your wallet on top of the dressers in the dresser room? Or do you think that you would probably want to keep your wallet in the bedroom with you? Or have you not really thought this out?
What? Where do you keep your wallet at?
I've gotten into a habit now where I have like a thing right inside my door.
Yeah.
And I usually try to put my keys and my wallet in that thing by the door just so that like when I'm looking for my wallet and my keys, I assume that's where it's going to be. But you're in more of like a roommate situation.
Yeah.
Where like by the door might not be the best place. But I guess if you're cohabitating with this person, like things like your wallet and your keys, you have to get over.
My wallet is not on me right now.
See, I lived with roommates at one point, and I feel like a lot of my porn kept going missing,
yeah,
and you know, things of that nature. I feel like there was things of mine that I no longer have.
But you lived with like five dudes that were in their early 20s.
Yeah, and they kept having friends over too. Yeah. So it was.
And you pissed in that broad's shampoo.
This is another male.
I
that
did.
Early
I peed
30s,
in a girl's shampoo. So. Yes, yes.
I just remembered I forgot to DVR Gotham.
Guys, we're going to go to break so Travis can go DVR Gotham. We'll be back in 5 minutes. Thanks for being with us.
You're listening to Strange Label, the finest in internet radio. StrangeLabel.com.
If you have a problem and no one else can help, and you don't defend their delicate sensibilities, maybe you can hire the Millennium A-Team.
There ain't no Wi-Fi here.
If it happened, it was meant to be. Offer me a free lobotomy. Got to be sedated to be seen on the cover of your magazine. Was meant to be. Got me a lobotomy for free. Now I'm so sedated and serene on the cover of your magazine. The question no one wants to ask themselves. Naked in the movie, make me the director's pet. Everybody told me, take whatever you can get. Everybody
told me, take whatever you can get.
Welcome back. Phone number to contact the show, 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. I am here with Napier. Everybody else is still out doing their break thing. But you know, whatever. We're just rocking and rolling live on strangelabel.com every Monday night. Lots of other great content on strangelabel.com. So if you want to check out other shows, do that. You know, if you want.
They're all great.
That'd be fine.
Anybody I wish I know?
Unfit for FM should be on there because they're the greatest show ever.
It's not.
They're not?
No, we're the greatest show ever.
Well, now that
I thought you meant like they weren't on our network.
Why do you do that? Why do you do that all the time? It makes
what's
me
your
sad.
Favorite show?
Mike, what's your favorite show?
This show.
What's your second favorite?
This show.
And your third?
This show.
Doesn't that mean you just don't listen to other shows?
I do listen to other shows, but I'm not going to say other shows are the best show because they're not. We're the best show.
I like the Furnacast when Dan's there.
Don't say that.
I like the Furnacast when Dan isn't there too, but not as much.
Are we going to get in trouble for these comments?
No! No!
Maybe.
It's all friends being friends.
Yeah! It's all friends being friends. So, guys, there was a fella in Texas, and he posted that the Black Lives Matter movement spray-painted their name on the side of his pickup truck. They spray-painted Black Lives Matter on the side of his pickup truck. So, after they did that, he filed a police report. And he started a GoFundMe account that raised $6,000 for people willing to help him
repaint his truck.
Okay. The only problem is then he went on the news. And when he went on the news, I guess the Black Lives Matter people came back and did way more damage to his truck from when he filed the police report.
Okay.
They like ripped up the inside of his truck. I guess to make it look worse for the news.
Because he wanted to fix his truck? They were so mad that they decided to wreck it more?
No. See, now, the accusation is that this fella just did the whole thing himself to...
To get some cash money?
Get some cash money, yeah. Yeah.
Hey, that's a hustle. Nice job.
It's not a bad idea, really. And like, you see all these people that, like, you know, certain... Well, what's going on with the ice clinking, Napier? Are you making a statement?
No, there is a hole in that glass, and I had to keep holding it funny.
So the restaurant workers that like write like the N-word on their tip line and post it on social media and get GoFundMe accounts. There's a lot of people doing this. It almost makes me think that like you'd be doing a waiter or waitress a favor by calling them a name on their receipt. Like, I think that we should start doing that. We should start cursing out people on their receipts so that they can post it on social media and get, like, way bigger tips than we could ever
like,
provide.
So just, like, write, no tip, too fat?
Right. Like, you see a waitress and she's doing her damnedest and you're thinking, God, I wish that I could compensate this woman for working so hard. How can I do it? And I think that the way to do it is to insult her on her receipt.
Oh, like that one pastor lady that put on her bill, why do you get 20% when Jesus only gets 10?
Right. Or the person who wrote something about, like, I don't agree with your lifestyle choice, and so I'm not going to tip you. And then, like, they found out that that one was bullshit. They found out that the chick who they wrote the end... it was like $0 LOL N-word. And she got like 12 grand for that. So that's what I'm saying, guys. If you have a waitress or waiter who's doing a really, really good job, it's the best way to tell them that you appreciate the work
that
they've done.
Maybe there's that waitress down at the coffee shop that you got a crush on. I think the best way to get into her heart would be to just, you know,
body shame the shit out of her, right?
Tell her she looks like a slut.
I would tip you, but you're wearing too much whore makeup.
I'm sorry, I can't give you a tip. You're a harlot.
No tip. Didn't realize the harlot, circus was in town.
That's too old timey, and no, I don't like harlot. We're not going to use harlot.
Travis, your vote.
Try
on
harder,
harlot.
Napier. Try to be meaner.
I like harlot.
Let the hate flow through you. What's the meanest thing you can say to somebody? Harlot. We're trying to get them rich here.
How about no tip?
You're not going to get rich off harlot.
You might.
What about tramp?
Tramp's good.
Travis, what you got?
I was just going to say, like, how about no tip? It looks like you make enough working the streets.
Ooh.
See, but you gotta tug at some things. I mean, like, telling them they look like a streetwalker, that's fine. But, like, you got to use some of those buzzwords, like some of
how
the really bad
ones. How
about it
looks like you make enough money for your bastard child working the streets?
I feel like you got to start getting into, like, something that'll tug at the people, like race stuff or like fat stuff. Those are the big ones now.
Oh, I don't tip those who tip the scale.
I
think that transgender is a hot button issue. You got to figure out something for that to write on.
Yeah. Say, are you a tranny? LOL. No tip.
Trannies only go in
you
cars.
You gotta put LOL in there.
Well, I'm sure if you call somebody like a faggot or something on the receipt.
Faggot? Oh, faggot drunk, would be on. Good. Yeah, faggot. No. Travis, it's in context. It's fine.
Oh, okay.
Let him go. No, you're doing the right thing here, drunk. We got to get as bad as possible here. You got to say those buzzwords.
I feel like that's a harsh word nowadays. Yeah,
you can't say faggot now.
No.
It's bad. But in the context of helping people,
correct.
It's perfect.
Yes.
The perfect word to use, drunk. But the fat ones, those are good. There's a lot of fat people out there that are really upset. We didn't talk about it, but the lady who had the skinny white lady that had the video where she was talking about how fat shaming isn't a real thing or
yeah, I saw that. Well, no, I actually didn't see it, but
there was a response video, and she said that, you know, some people have medical conditions. Yeah. I mean, Napier, let's face facts. You're mostly fat because you don't try very hard to not be.
Well, I live a sedentary lifestyle. I eat food that is high in fat and salt. I eat a lot of it, and I've been doing it for probably 2 decades now.
So it's not a medical condition.
No,
you're lazy.
Well,
you're lazy.
Hey, come on.
You're
we got to help. I thought we were
Napier.
Positive spin, helping people out. It's probably just a psychological.
No, it's tough love is what it is. I'm going to write some mean shit on a receipt and give it to him.
How many times a week you play hockey? Twice a week?
Yeah, once a week.
That's some activity.
It's very little activity in the grand scheme of things.
Well, to be skinnier, I could be skinnier and put absolutely no effort into it, I would just stop eating the things that I like, especially in the quantity that I like.
But how can we use your grotesque fatness to profit from it? What can we do? We have to be able to do something to market you being a chubby fella, right?
I feel like a lot of those angles have already been done. Like,
well, I mean, we don't have to do something unique.
No, we just need a hashtag, Napier.
We just need, like, we need a hashtag. We need you to just, like, cry every now and then. Can you cry, like, if we like, really, really get, like, a really good contract for you? I mean, you could probably cry, right?
No, more than likely. Like, I'd cry over all of the weight that I have to lift for my wallet. Like, oh, guys, this is horrible. I have to lift all this money out of my wallet. My debit card feels so heavy now.
Can you just, like, start a Twitter account, search for words like fat and obese, and then, like, yell at people for using those words and say that, like, it bums you out?
How about we do weight loss for good vibes? Like, everybody just gives me good vibes so that I'll lose weight. And then, you know, 6 months down the line where I've actually lost or gained a pound, they'll see that good vibes does fucking nothing.
No, to be successful, it can't be a positive spin. We have to find a thing that's going to get people outraged, turn it into a hashtag, and then profit.
Send yes, me all money so that I can lose weight. That'll just
so
be
they
the
send
Kickstarter.
You money.
Yeah.
And then what do you do with the money?
I lose weight.
How?
He's going to buy a treadmill.
Do you eat the money instead of eating a cheeseburger?
No, I'll give him like some sob story. Like, this will give me the opportunity to eat better, or having some financial stability will make me not want to eat donuts until I don't feel sad anymore.
Gym
and the bills
membership.
Go away.
Do you think that there's any way that like we could just say you lost weight and nobody would even know that we were full of shit?
Ooh.
Like honestly, this.
You got some pictures from like 15 years ago.
This
no difference.
This Middle Eastern kid that brought the clock to school.
Yeah.
Like, how do we know about the kid who brought the clock to school?
Well, they arrested him.
Yeah, but how do we know? People get arrested all the time. How did we find out about it? There, he's in Texas. We're here.
He's a minor.
How did
so it'll be
this
kind of
story
difficult.
Become so big that we found out about it?
His mom probably went to the newspapers.
Like, don't you think it would be fairly easy for us all to be outraged? I mean, like, why are we all worked up about Cecil? How do we even know about Cecil the Lion? How do we know about these things? How are these things getting to us? Don't you think it would be easy to just manufacture a bullshit story about a lion and take a picture of a lion and say this was a famous lion and this guy killed the lion? I mean, like, it's like the moon landing, which was also bullshit, right?
Mm-hmm. No, moon landing happened. Buzz Aldrin will punch you in the mouth if you say different. Did you see that video where this 80-year-old man just knocked the fuck out of this 30-year-old for telling him to... this guy goes up to Buzz Aldrin and says, "Hey, dude, you need to start telling the truth about the moon landing. You have no honor."
Kid with the clock, Napier. That's what I was talking about. The kid with the clock.
Oh, I haven't been following
it. How do we know about the kid with the clock?
News outlets. And then people started rolling with it.
Everybody rolled with it.
Yeah.
The president tweeted about this kid with the clock.
Well, yeah, so it's a little kid.
The kid brings this clock to school. It's in a briefcase. It looks exactly like a movie bomb.
Yeah, it did. It looked a little fucking goofy-assed.
And he's showing it to all his teachers, and he's excited about his movie bomb. And the teachers are like, "Holy shit, what is this kid bringing to school?" Now, doesn't matter what the kid looks like. Kid brings a big briefcase-looking movie bomb to school. And the teachers react to it, as well they should, as responsible adults, say, "What the fuck is this thing? Why is it in school?"
Oh, yeah, it's suspicious.
So
it's
they
suspicious
call,
as fuck.
They call the police. The police come. They arrest the kid. They find out the clock that the kid made is a clock. They let the kid go. So you buy the kid dinner at Longhorn Steakhouse. You apologize for handcuffing him. You say,
and
"Look."
You give him an A.
You say, "Look, you get an A. You did a good job. Congratulations. This is impressive. We just had to take precautions because I know that you're young, but you have to understand that the world is a scary place and crazy shit happens all the time. And we had to take precautions because what you brought to school looked crazy."
And the kid is 14. It's not like he's 7 years old and doesn't understand the way that things are. He's 14 years old.
Right.
He's almost old enough to drive a vehicle. 14, he'll get it.
In the last 14 years, how many situations have we seen on our televisions about situations at school where a kid brought a gun to school, shot kids at his school?
Oh, Mike, that never happens in America.
Every year... I know this. My sister is a teacher. They have, like, extensive training with the kids on what to do if someone comes to school with a gun. So, I mean, like, I'm assuming they do that everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
And so, I mean, this kid knows that there's crazy shit. And that, like, a normal person would see what he brought to school. And despite everything, they'd say, "Oh, this looks suspicious. We should figure it out." I think you would be irresponsible not to take precautions when a kid brings that shit to school.
Yeah, it wasn't like some goofy-ass little thing that was hooked up to, like, a battery or something like that. It was a, it was like, it looked like a fucking motherboard attached to, like, this little LED thing, and then it had some batteries coming off of it. You don't know what the fuck that is.
But
nobody would. And it's attached to a briefcase.
But this kid is going to come out of this like gangbusters. He's got invited to Facebook. He got invited to go to the White House. And I'm sure somebody will give him some kind of scholarship or something. He's going to be fine.
Best thing to ever happen to that kid.
Yeah. All of this stuff really could have just been an apology for, you know, maybe overreacting a little bit and dinner and an A on his assignment.
Well, it's not like, it's not like they shot the kid.
No.
Right. Exactly.
That could have gone down way worse. Restraint to the police officers. They thought this kid had a fucking suitcase bomb. I mean, in some places, that just gets you shot outright.
I've seen people get shot for a lot less.
No shit. People have pulled out their wallets when the police say, freeze, and they're like, hold on, wait, let me get my identification, and then they shoot them dead.
Right. Drunk?
Yes, sir.
Are you falling asleep? Are we boring you?
No.
Are you thinking about what still you have to pack?
No.
I think he's thinking about all the animals that also don't love him.
I'm just tired.
My mouse probably doesn't love me. I'm just putting
You don't
that.
Think? You saved him from damnation.
He doesn't know that.
I was going to take him to the park and let him go because he didn't shit on our bingo board.
As far as he's concerned, you got him from his house.
Should we bring him back and do Rat Shit Bingo Volume 2?
I guess if you want to. He's a little bigger now. I mean,
You think he'd shit?
Well, I haven't like watched him shit.
Can
yeah,
you
shits.
Time his shits to see like when the best time to do it would be?
No, I'm not gonna watch my mouse to see when he poops. He's just gonna poop.
Why don't you just put the bingo card in there?
Like for a week?
Yeah.
How would I know to trust Napier on whether
Pictures.
Or not he moved it?
The shit?
I'll be a third party, like I won't be involved in the bingo at all.
There you go.
I just feel like you'd show favoritism to like your favorite people.
But I'm on Team Mike, if anybody, that benefits you.
Yeah, but I don't want that. I want to be treated just like everybody else.
No, you don't. You lying ass son of a bitch.
You see the smirk on his face too.
If you ain't special, you ain't there, fucker. Asshole son of a bitch.
Do you think that's a good policy, Travis? Do you think that we can get that going? Just if guys, this is a little listener interaction. This is what I want this week. I want you guys, whenever you go out to a restaurant, I want you to write the meanest shit you can think to write on the tip line for us.
Don't actually do that though.
Send it on Instagram or Twitter or Facebook, wherever you can.
I'm not going to be doing this.
That's going to be our
write
contest
it on your part of the
this
receipt.
Week. What, Travis? What will they win if they have the best insult written on a receipt?
Probably a
we'd have to
in the
brainstorm
face
that, I guess.
$10 Happy Go gift certificate.
we'll send you a T-shirt if you have.
We'll send them one of Napier's greasy boxes. You know, like he so famously likes to send out.
Did you send out the greasy box, Napier?
Nope.
You didn't send it out yet?
I keep forgetting, and every time you remind me.
When was that May, Travis?
Yeah.
I think it was May. April.
Was it April?
I think it was April.
I feel like I was still here when he was preparing the greasy box.
Yeah. No, it was right.
Well, you were, because we stopped doing the flat drunk contest when. I guess we can bring back the flat drunk contest, right? But not this week. This week we want mean receipts.
No, don't.
Hashtag mean receipts.
Tell your waitress that she's fat, ugly, and stupid.
Don't do that.
Tell your waiter that he looks like a big, giant homo.
No, don't do that either.
Tell him that he smells really bad.
Don't do that unless it's appropriate.
Ask him if that's a mole or a herpes.
That's what we need. And you're doing it for their benefit. Don't think that, like, you're... Because, like, hate gets things done, guys.
You're going to get...
Hate is the answer.
You're going to get somebody punched in the face.
No, no, and definitely do it like when you're ready to leave, so that they don't like come back and get the receipt, and then like look at you. Make sure that you're ready to go, guys, because your safety is our top priority. Right, Napes?
Well, it's in the top 10, right?
So I mean, does this show still start at 8?
It does.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. Why?
I don't know, because I felt like I got here like when at the time when like the intro would be going. I guess I just missed it.
Oh, Mike didn't have one of those big intros this week.
Oh, yeah, I forgot to make one.
Oh, gotcha.
So you probably would have been here on time if... And guys, the last thing that I want to talk about is I got a bit to do. Do you want to hear our bit?
Yeah.
Travis, should I do our bit on the live show, or should I just put it in the podcast that we're doing?
No,
well, you got a little bit of time. Let's just roll into it.
Roll into the bit?
Yeah.
Roll into the bit. Should I explain the bit, or should I just play it?
Let the people get rewarded with the bit.
Say, roll it out, close out strong with the bit. You know, I think it's a good idea.
Okay. Guys, here's our bit. I guess I'll cut out all the part talking about what we should do with the bit.
So are we coming back after the bit?
I don't know. You want to come back after the bit?
Well,
it seems like we're doing like way too much talking about the bit.
How long is the bit?
Mike prepared a bit for everybody to listen to.
I prepared... maybe I should just put the bit in the podcast. What do you think?
Should I just put the bit
in the podcast?
It's your day, brother.
People are listening to us. I mean, you might not see it in the chat room, but I mean, we got to reward the people who show
really
up.
Is it really going to fit in the podcast?
It doesn't, really. It doesn't fit in either of them.
I think, did anybody see Straight Outta Compton?
No, I didn't want to, though.
Me too. I also wanted to.
See, what Travis is doing is he's forcing the bit to fit in the podcast. He's forcing the bits.
So how did we do on the last movie thing?
We came in second.
Oh, that's a pisser.
Yeah. We did not get any help from Terminator or Fantastic Four. They both really shit the bed drunk.
Terminator, I didn't suggest Fantastic Four.
I called the Fantastic Four. I called that shit.
Terminator didn't do that bad, though, did it?
Globally, Terminator has surpassed, like, most of the major motion pictures for
Terminator's big in, like, China.
Yeah.
The Chinese, they love Terminator.
Jurassic Park killed it, though.
Yeah. But then we still lost.
Yeah.
Because our third and fourth picks.
Who did we get on this last go-around? Did you get that Black Mass?
We did not, no. We lost Sonic Blasphemy in the Hollywood Fantasy League, and the Bad Flicks podcast joined the latest draft.
Is that good or bad? Is that dead money right there?
I don't know what that... That's a slang term that I don't...
Dead money means like... they're in this because they suck, and we need somebody to fill in.
No, not necessarily. They are a movie podcast, and so I would assume that they would do well.
Okay.
We have Spectre, the James Bond film,
okay.
Peanuts, Goosebumps, and the Crimson Peak.
Okay.
So,
yeah, I mean, it sounds like we did okay, I guess.
Yeah.
Should have got that Black Mass, though.
The Black Mass is not performing great.
Yeah?
It's doing okay.
Okay.
I mean, it's doing fine, but it's not...
Well, I mean, from the looks of it, it doesn't look like any of these movies are going to be great, so...
Star Wars will probably be pretty good.
Yeah,
and that's... the Hunger Games movie will probably be pretty good. And the Pixar movie, that's going to be good. And the James Bond movie, that's going to do good.
What about that Martian movie?
The Skyfall movie made a killing drunk. It made so much money.
Did it?
It did. It did really well.
In America?
Yeah, drunk.
That's the only place we care about.
It did fine. It did fine, drunk.
Okay. I believe you. I'm Team Mike for sure.
I'm Team Awesome. Well, that's my mama.
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
Thank you for listening. You can hear us live every Monday night at 9, 8 Central on strangelabel.com. You can download all of our past episodes as well as other goodies at wfodix.com. Pull up our show on iTunes, Stitcher, or the TuneIn app. And follow us on Twitter at WFODix. You can also follow Travis at ProduceTravis or Drunk at DrunkardSTL. We are on Facebook, facebook.com/WFODix. You can email us at WFODshow@gmail.com. Or you can give us a call when we're live or leave us a message that we may play later on. That phone number is 636-487-4263. Again, thank you for listening. We will see you back here next week.
Due to the popularity of their biopic, Straight Outta Compton, renewed interest in rap supergroup N.W.A. was impossible to ignore. Original members Dr. Dre, Ice Cube, MC Ren hit the studio, but were faced with the challenge of replacing their bandmate Eazy-E, who died of the AIDS virus in 1995. Luckily, through the power of YouTube, they found a promising young talent from Alton, Illinois. In a web exclusive, here is NWA featuring Caleb Lance McGregor.
What the fuck's up, Dre? Tell me, talk to Ren. I'm right here, nigga. Release the hand.
Hi, guys. All right, let's do it.
I'm a nigga with an attitude, thanks to y'all. And I don't give a fuck, I keep it gangsta, y'all. I'ma ride for my side in the CPT. God bless the memory of Eazy-E. If it wasn't for me, where the fuck you be? Rapping like the Treacherous Three, fucking cowards. I done seen Dre rocking parties for hours. And I done seen Ren fucking bitches from Howard. And I done seen Snoop give away an Eddie Bowers. So fuck Jerry Heller and them white superpowers.
This is shit niggas kill folk. They hear the villain niggas spitting with them nigga flows. Fuck you hoes, fuck you bitch ass niggas too. Got something for your throat. These
guys,
niggas wear
we're gonna
skirts
break
like the Pope. Who the niggas that you
right?
Love to get?
Anytime.
Who the niggas that you fucking
right?
With?
You hungry,
together,
right?
We the shit. The saga continues with the world's most dangerous group. Deep in the coop.
I wanna go to Taco Bell.
Fuck that.
I wanna go to Jimmy John's.
Fuck that.
I wanna go to Arby's.
Fuck that.
Yeah, okay.
Fuck that.
I wanna go to Taco Bell.
Fuck that.
I wanna go to Jimmy John's.
Fuck that.
A pencil, a pen, or a Glock. I'm the original, subliminal, subterranean, titanium, criminal, minded, swift. D.R.E. with that fuck a bitch shit.
Fuck a bitch.
A couple of notes to get your hog tied and rope. Dope like tons of coke.
Cutthroat.
You don't want the pistols to whistle. Candy paint and parlor. I make hoes pop collars.
I got my smile on. I like Voltron. I had a stock of Pop-Tarts, but they're all gone. I like music. I like raps. I play Doodle Jumper all the time when I take craps. Dr. Dre's here, and so's Ice Cube. And they don't seem to mind that I'm a white dude. That's really cool, guys. Thanks for inviting me out. This was a lot
nigga,
of fun.
We can scatter like buckshots. Let's get together, make a record. Why the fuck not? Why the fuck not? Why the fuck
yeah,
not?
Okay, why not?
Cause I'm tight as the night I had the right activator off the mic in 1985.
Hey, can I throw any of those N-bombs in, or, like, you know, for like, harmonies or something?
Cause tragedy, erratically, systematically, in your house without a key.
No.
How fucked up that'd be. Gotta
so no.
Be near your anatomy, my form of flattery. Assault and battery, cause we coming with that street mentality. Straight West Coast Rider Academy. Concrete, nigga, that's my reality.
My mom.